This is Negi speaking. I would like to move forward with a PowerPoint presentation for the explanation of the Q2 results as well as for the first half. I would like to focus on Q2. Net sales went up to 11%, and there was a 10% increase in operating income, so we were able to get double-digit growth in both net sales and operating income. In the first quarter results, we did not give a forecast of Q2, but we felt that we could increase revenues, and in that sense, our profits were better than anticipated, as already explained. There was quite a lot of benefits that we were able to derive, and also the FX impact on a pre-GAAP basis, it's increased by 9%, and on a GAAP basis, an increase by 7% in regard to net sales. As mentioned, when we look at the growth rate on a FX basis, this is the first time in 4 years that we have seen growth, and so therefore it can be said that this is an indication of the business recovery that we are observing. Now, this is against our annual outlook, what the progress is. And it is according to plans. In terms of revenues, we have increased revenues, and in operating income, we have been on schedule. Although it's not clear what will happen ahead of us, we will not be revising our annual outlook. This is the numbers in the U.S.-denominated numbers. And if we convert it into dollars from the yen, this is the results. And so we have shown this for your reference. As for net sales growth by region, this is in yen-denominated basis. And if we look on a local currency basis, in all regions we have seen growth. And in North America and Japan, the consumer business, especially in North America, is a low growth rate. And so enterprise sales has higher results. There's no particular comments for this, and this is, as mentioned before, this is applying the same exchange rate as the previous year without any fluctuations taken into consideration, and it was 7% plus. So this is the first time since 2011 since we have seen growth on this basis. And this is sales by segment, as already mentioned. It's an 8% increase in consumer and 25% in enterprise, and so it's like the first quarter. So the growth rates in enterprise is higher than that of the consumer business. This is the crowd-related sales, 52% increase in revenues. Of course, Mr. Omikawa will be talking about this later, and in the second half as well, we believe that it will be a high growth rate as well. Recently, the startup companies have been competing with each other. And in regard to conventional products like Trend Micro, it is said that the startup companies may be more in an advantage. But if we look at the scale of the sales of startup companies, and there are startup companies here in Japan as well, and if we look at the sales, then we don't think that it's necessarily the case that they are at an advantage. And this is by sales by region. And then this is on a pre-GAAP basis. This is on a local currency basis, and what stands out is Europe at 13% or 17%. But on this basis, UK, we had difficulty in generating good results, but finally, we are seeing good results here, finally. And also in our strategic products, we are seeing a recovery in the business in UK, thus leading to the increase by 17% in Europe. And in order to make a comparison, we're looking at the net sales and the pre-GAAP growth trend. We have 9% increase in total, and for the enterprise market, it's 11%, whereas for the consumer market, it is a 4% growth rate. And this is the outstanding deferred revenue amount.
This is the cost breakdown. From the first to second quarter, we have not seen a big difference. Yellow represents salary and benefits. And stock prices have not really gone up very much recently. At the end of June, we have closed the books. And there are some variables. In the second quarter, we had smaller portion of the variable. And going forward, if the stock prices go up and the performance increases, then the variable cost may expand going forward. Other than that, there is no big difference between the first and second quarter. This is the pre-gap, sales versus cost. In terms of cash flow, negative 1%. There is approximately 1 year delay in the payment of the taxes, and last year we had double-digit growth. So we have paid the taxes, and when this payment takes place, you see this negative number, but without that, there is actually a double-digit growth. No major changes in terms of headcounts. And nothing special to comment on this slide. And no change on our balance sheet. Q2 highlights, as I mentioned before, we see continual strong growth for cloud-related products and for enterprise business. Pre-GAAP basis, we're seeing strong growth as well. These are some of the lowlights. Even with Windows 10, during the second half, we still have uncertainty about what would happen in the consumer PC business. We will not be adjusting our annual outlook because we don't know what will happen for the holiday season at the end of the year, whether Windows 10 will actually revive the consumer business or not. And for traditional, conventional security products, there is a stronger pricing pressure. Symantec made their announcement yesterday. And cloud security and new business are the areas where they have to grow. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult. So that's all about the second quarter. And for the 6 months, I have nothing special to comment. And you can see the cost for the first 6 months, total of Q1 and Q2. And the 7% growth in net sales is expected for the full year, and also 2% growth in operating income. And without the exchange rate impact, it's a positive 4% growth in terms of net sales. We will look at the result of Q3, and as we begin to see the actual impact on the consumer PC market, we can make a better prediction for the full year. That's all from me, and I would like to add any additional explanations if there are questions during the Q&A session.